This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New discounts for Coloradans who buy all electric appliances remain on hold after changes from the White House. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Energy Office planned to launch the discounts in the first half of 2025. It would have offered $140 million in federal funding for programs to help people buy things like heat pumps or induction stoves. That money was approved under former President Biden to help households cut their energy usage and switch away from fossil fuels. President Biden froze the spending by executive order after his inauguration. The state now says it's regained access to its grants, but it can't move forward without more cooperation from the U.S. Department of Energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Nearly 500 people are hospitalized in Colorado with respiratory viruses. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says this flu season has been one of the busiest.
Looks like we are essentially tied as far as our worst season on record since we began doing influenza hospitalization surveillance.
Those 500 Coloradans in the hospital include more than 200 with the flu, close to 170 with RSV, and more than 60 with COVID-19. Tax incentives worth $34 million could help attract the Sundance Film Festival to Boulder. The State House has given initial approval to a package of tax breaks. Arvada Democrat Brianna Titone says the festival would bring tens of thousands of moviegoers to Colorado and tens of millions of dollars in spending.
This is real results, this is real investment, and this is not just the state of Colorado that is investing in this film festival.
Boulder has agreed to kick in its own incentives. The city is competing with Cincinnati and Salt Lake City for the festival, which says it has outgrown its longtime home of Park City, Utah. Boulder and Denver, Colorado Springs have highs close to 70 this afternoon, then a chance for snow on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.